Sortie de l'autoroute, direction Lucas Valley Road, Californie du Nord. Nous entrons dans la galaxie de l'imaginaire, le monde de George Lucas, ce génie du cinéma américain, de la science-fiction dans le passé et de la saga historique dans le futur. Dans cette planète grouillante de bêtes immondes et d'extraterrestres sympathiques, la guerre des étoiles, Indiana Jones et bien d'autres ont été créés. Ces mêmes images, histoires et effets spéciaux, parmi les plus sophistiqués du cinéma mondial, seront la base d'une nouvelle expérience télévisuelle. Dans ce ranch, avec ses vignes et ses vaches, Lucas et son équipe carburent déjà sur la télé de demain, en transformant ses films en jeux futuristes pour la télé interactive.
I'm in the game business. I've been in the game business for 15 years. We've been developing interactive multimedia entertainment. And I'm a storyteller and I make movies. The two things are not, one is not going to wipe out the other. They will coexist. People will always want to have a story told to them. That's just, it's been happening since cavemen. And they will like to play games where you don't know the outcome and where you have some control over the outcome.
Le mot-clé, contrôler l'histoire qu'on regarde. L'équipe de Lucas, des fous de l'informatique et des artistes, propose aux futurs spectateurs d'influencer lui-même, de chez lui, le déroulement de l'aventure sur son écran. Aujourd'hui encore avec des consoles ou des ordinateurs, mais demain sur la télévision interactive.
Ce que nous faisons maintenant, c'est une préparation pour l'avenir où on peut jouer avec la télévision et pas seulement jouer, mais avoir une expérience très très riche et très complète, plus complète comme les médias passifs comme la télévision et le film. Ce que nous essayons de faire, c'est d'avoir l'expérience même d'être dans le film, d'être un personnage, de jouer un rôle. Et ça, c'est une expérience différente. C'est pas plus important, c'est pas moins important, c'est seulement différent. Et je crois bien que les gens voulaient le voir, voulaient le faire. Par exemple, ici, on a fait un jeu où on peut piloter un avion dans la guerre des étoiles. Et on est vraiment un personnage dans ce film. Et à l'avenir, on peut jouer dans un grand écran comme ça. Et peut-être avec votre ami, n'importe où ils habitent.
Well done, Rookie One. We could sure use a few more pilots like you out there. Follow me safe, and we'll get to assign your squadron immediately.
Ce que nous espérons de faire, c'est d'améliorer la qualité du visuel pour faire la concurrence avec la télévision. Par exemple, ici, on fait un jeu avec Steven Spielberg et nous essayons de faire un peu plus de réalisme que les autres jeux qui est un peu un cartoon. On essaie de voir une expérience plus comme un film que comme un jeu.
Since basically what we're doing is trying to translate what we saw in the movie screen that George Lucas gave us with Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, we try to translate it to video game. And to do that, sometimes we go to the movie, we look at a scene, we look at what happened, and we take the best parts of that. For instance, when Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker got in their climactic duel at the end of The Empire Strikes Back, there's a lot of exciting swordplay going on. My job is to try to make that fun. So I watched Darth Vader very closely, and from that, we try to make an exciting video game animation, where he still does all the moves that you saw in the movie, plus some added for fun factor, and a few things you probably never imagined Darth Vader could do, but that's always a nice surprise.
I think that the 3D will be incorporated into an overall art form for computer graphics. It will probably be laid on top of either painted backgrounds or photographed backgrounds and used as elements so that you can get proper lighting and shadows onto whatever you need. We can apply textures which will be applied to a surface, give us an apparent texture on this of the paint and the dirt. And then we can modify the object's position and give it some movement, and then animate it from the computer, and it will calculate all of the shadows, lighting circumstances, and make it look more realistic.
Pour développer les jeux comme ça, il faut avoir les musiciens, les artistes, les techniciens, les programmeurs, et tous les gens, et surtout pour trouver les vérités de ce média, de ce genre d'expérience.
Sam et Max, le dernier né du laboratoire Lucas. Un voyage un peu cradingue dans l'Amérique underground. Un jeu interactif où à chaque étape, le spectateur doit décider de la voie à prendre par les deux détectives. Le premier mariage de la BD, du cinéma et de l'informatique. C'est l'auteur du livre qui adapte Sam et Max à l'écran interactif.
Years ago, I did a road trip comic and had a lot of weird locations and it seemed like a natural because we could just create the most bizarre locations you could want to visit, and then the characters would, you know, travel across the country visiting them. It's a different medium for storytelling, and what's nice about doing a game is seeing the characters come alive and walking on the screen and actually interacting with the other characters in the world rather than just looking at still pictures of them. It's just on the edge of making an actual cartoon. These games are looking more and more like cartoons as time goes on and the technology continues to improve.
Two characters who are both detectives, they go places and they solve puzzles. Right now they're in their office and we're going to take them out. Whoops, no, we just closed the door. Okay, now we'll take them out into the hallway and downstairs, and they're out on the street. And because this is a hard-boiled detective adventure, it's a not a very nice neighborhood. They have really bad food there, and guns, liquor, and baby needs, and pigeons ready to drop bombs on passersby. This hand is walked to. That's look at, when there's something you can look at, see the eye opens. This is pick up, when there's something you can pick up. This is talk to, and that's use. When the games first come in, they're fun. When you've played it about 20 or 30 times, it starts becoming a job.
Lucasfilm est l'inventeur d'un système de son ultra perfectionné pour les salles de cinéma, le son THX, que le téléspectateur pourra bientôt recevoir chez lui. Il faut alors inventer une musique qui accompagne les décisions du joueur devant son futur écran.
So when we do music for games, you don't know what's going to happen when, so you have to try to create the music with different paths that converge and diverge and go together in different ways. And the way that we're working on doing that is with is by breaking the music down into little teeny pieces and then putting them together on the fly while the game is running. It starts out going into the regular dogfight music. If, for example, an enemy fighter were to come to start attacking you, you'd hear their arrival like this. And that's when the bad guys show up. if you start chasing the bad guys, you go into this music here. And if you get them, get the fanfare. The timpani is great for this kind of music. The horns work real nice. And, you know, flutes are great.
I'm testing Empire Strikes Back, and it's been in test for about 2 months. And this is the final stage of it right now. It's just about to go out. And, pretty much all I'm doing right now is trying to nail down one last bug that we have that's been a problem. For the last 2 months, I've been playing this game and pretty much just drinking a lot of coffee and eating too much candy and playing Star Wars all day long, and it's really fun. These guys are wimps, basically, these TIE fighters. I can kill them, no problem. But it's on easy. You know, I'm still trying to become a Jedi, and I've failed, unfortunately, many times, and Darth Vader really kicks my butt. But I will definitely let him have it one of these days. Basically, what I'm trying to do is just create every situation that's possible that the programmers didn't think of. You know, like I said, on this level, it's pretty straightforward, you know, but on other levels, it might be like shoot your Tauntaun, which is your trusty companion, because people generally wouldn't shoot their Tauntaun. I love this game. It's great. It's really fun. And I love to play it over and over and over and over again.
I will not turn, and you'll be forced to kill me.
Courage, Willow.
The Force will be with you. Trust me.
Count me in. I'm going to fight.
I'm not afraid.
Au ranch de Lucas, on continue d'imaginer l'impossible, de travailler sa télévision interactive pour demain, après-demain ou l'an 2000.
I think there'll be movies and there'll be games. And the games will look like movies.
On est encore loin du cinéma. Mais Lucas poursuit sa guerre des étoiles en attaquant le marché du futur. Un jeu qui vaudra des milliards de dollars.